Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff for Best Damn Guide Service here. Didn't have Pete on last week because he was on a fishing excursion out west. Welcome back, I guess, to Wisconsin. But tell everybody where you were at indulging in great fishing last week.
Yeah, we went to a few different cities on the coast, Dana Point and Laguna, and I went fishing for halibut and red snapper and did well. I've never done that, and it was quite an experience, and brought some fish back home to have and made the halibut while we were out there, and that is some very good eating fish.
How is fishing different out there? Is it any different out there than what it is here?
Yeah, you're using much heavier equipment, and well, we started off catching the red snapper in like 350 feet of water. Literally, these fish were on the bottom. So, and at times you'd hook into like two at a time. And let's just say they fought all the way to the boat. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of line to crank up, let's just say.
How long does it take you to crank up 300 feet of line?
I don't know. It seems like 5 minutes at least, if not more. But yeah, you're cranking and cranking and cranking. You're like, is this thing ever going to get to the top? But yeah, they eventually did.
What's the feeling, though? Did you lose any close to the top where you fought for a long time, then all of a sudden they won or not?
Did you get anything in the boat? The halibut use circle hooks, and a lot of times you can rip their mouth out. So you're not supposed to set the hook, which I couldn't figure out. I just kept setting the hook like you always would on fish. And the guide told me, like, yeah, you just got to crank. So after losing four in a row, I finally caught one. They're a 22-inch size limit, and my first one was 24 inches, real nice one, and then I had three shorts. So, yeah, it was a very good experience.
We're talking to Pete Hupp from Best Damn Guide Service. Now back in Wisconsin now, Pete, what's the fishing been like this week?
It's been pretty good. We're out bluegill fishing right now. We're in a shallow bay that the water temp's around 50 degrees. There's still nice weeds that survived the winter, and warmer water. I think it's got these fish pushed up in here, and as the sun is up today, it seems that the bite is getting better as the day goes on. I think the water temp might creep up a degree or two while we're here, and they're definitely feeding.
Sounds like did somebody just catch a fish?
Oh, yeah. Since we've been on the phone, there's been three putting a live well.
I was going to say, it's awesome. We can hear them pulling the fish in, which is absolutely great. What else have you been hearing around the state of Wisconsin? How's fishing been?
Green Bay is still, the tributaries are still been holding a lot of walleyes. Like the O'Connell River, the Peshtigo, they're all been a lot of walleyes up in there spawning. Some have spawned and some are still pre-spawned, but I think that'll probably wrap up here by the end of the week. And other than that, we've had all this rain recently, and I see the Beaver Dam River is pretty much filled as high as it can get right now. So I would suspect there's walleyes below the dam and probably a handful of crappies down there too.
When you get water moving as fast as it goes with the way these rivers, the way they're moving now, how does it impact fishing if you're shore fishing? What challenges does that cause, or does it make it easier?
Yeah, it makes more water. The fish come up shallower in the areas that typically don't have water, and basically you just have to fish maybe a little bit heavier to get your bait down where needed.
One other thing I was going to ask you, too, before we get your information on Best Damn Guide Service, you're a big supporter of the Beaver Dam Lake Improvement Association. They had their dinner the other night. Can you kind of talk about the importance of organizations like that and why Best Damn Guide Service is a supporter?
Yep. Well, the money raised goes to a lot of different projects, and one especially is fish stocking. That is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it helps to keep fishing our lakes, keep our lakes clean. And it's very good thing, and I appreciate all those that support it.
And we've heard about 10 fish getting caught in the last 4 minutes that we've been talking. If people want to book a guiding tour with you, tell us what you need to do and how they can find more information.
Yep, I pretty much take you out for whatever species you want to go for. And it's a 5-hour trip, 200 a person, and I'm booking through summer here now. So if you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
All right, Pete, we'll let you get back to fishing. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head to DNS Bait and Tackle down in Madison right now and bring in Pat. Boy, what a weather week, Pat. Are people able to get out fishing at all around baseball size hail and raining sideways and tornadoes?
You know, I'll be honest, it has been pretty quiet here at the shop, but I tell you what, on Tuesday, when all that hail and everything came through, we got just pounded here. We had golf ball size hail right outside the shop, and you know, it calmed down. And a guy walks in with a minnow bucket, and I was like, "Are you going fishing?" And he's like, "Yeah, why not?" So I mean, there are some diehards out there that, you know, just won't give up. But yeah, it's been pretty quiet. The rain is, you know, got our lake levels up, so that's something. Rivers are raging right now. Trout streams are blown out. So not a lot going on right now, but that'll all change. All the water will eventually find its way out of here. But yeah, it's been pretty slow at the shop.
Did you have any damage to the store at all with the baseball? So I don't even think I could imagine what baseball-sized hail would look like.
Yeah, the shop fared fine. I know a lot of cars in our neighborhood got hit pretty hard, and it was very interesting. Just my house didn't have too much damage or no vehicle damage, but then a couple of houses down, they had much larger hail and shattered windshields. So it really was interesting. But yeah, we made it through okay here at the shop just fine.
Now, when you get storms like that, how, besides obviously fishing, it just makes it hard because you're above water, but when it's underwater, what impact do things like that have on the fish in general? They become like, if there's like baseball size hail or large storms hammering the top of the water, do fish go hide, or how do they react when you get storms like that coming through?
Yeah, I imagine they go shallow. I honestly, there aren't a lot of folks out fishing in hail storms to really have any real information on it, but yeah, I imagine all that commotion sends them hiding. But yeah, the other impact of all the rain and stuff is dirty water, and that can slow the fishing down too. Like I said, things clear up here in a day or two, and we should be just fine.
Have you had any reports from people that did fishing? Where were they catching stuff if people were able to get out around the severe weather that we've had?
Well, you know, that guy that came in, he said that he was going up to the Wisconsin River, which was raging when he went in. He came in here, and he said he had been up there the day before when it was also high, and he was catching fish from shore. So, you know, the thing about some of this high water really is that the current gets going so fast out in the middle of the river that a lot of those fish will push up into closer to shore where the water tends to be a little calmer. So you actually can find fish, but it's a hard sell to get people to go out in these conditions.
Are there any, boats out on the river with it moving so fast now? Are there?
I hope not. I guess there could be, but you wouldn't find me out there. And yes, if anybody does try to do that, which I wouldn't recommend, I would certainly want them to be very careful.
Well, you know, we have a couple of weeks left till the official, you know, game fishing season opens up, but people can still get out and, you know, get to the rivers, as you mentioned, and get whatever they need to get. And just to tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate if you're coming into town. We got everything you need to get out on the water, full selection of live bait, and we're all stocked up for spring here now, so we got everything out on pegs. And so, yeah, swing by. We can get you set up. The other thing that separates us from the big box stores is that we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so good local information. I do a fishing report every week. I update that every Friday on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also call the old school fishing hotline. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
Awesome stuff. Pat, I'm glad everybody is safe by you, and let's hope we can maybe get this severe weather to stop and we can get some good fishing this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you much, Wade. Take care.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. And Dave, you're telling me that the dam's wide open and the water's pretty high in Fox Lake right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as high as I've seen it since I've been here. Yeah, I mean, in the last week and a half, we probably had close to 7 inches of rain. And it's not just here. I mean, the rivers all over are flooding. So, yeah, it's you know, affecting the fishing. And in fact, that you can't fish. I mean, there's nobody really going out. All the bridges and everything that people shore fish from, they're just raging, you know, through there. And it's very difficult right now. The water's dirty. You know, there's spots you can go and fish, but this high water is really unusual.
Yeah, you know, I've seen pictures of, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, guys will go out on the dam and or on, like, a bridge, and they'll fish off, and they'll have, like, maybe 10, you know, 20 feet of air between them and the water. Now, some of these places, the water's all the way up to the top of the dams, and, I mean, it's got to be hard to to get any kind of traction, isn't? Does that make it real difficult to catch stuff when it's moving that fast?
Yeah, I mean it's almost impossible. I mean, there's places you can go, and a lot of the bridges that have water flowing through, like ours, you know, you go off to the sides, and it isn't quite as bad. But the water flowing through there right now, with all the debris and everything, it's difficult. I tried yesterday and the day before, and didn't do very well. But Monday I did okay before we got all the extra rain. But it's got to go down quite a bit before it's going to be real good. The water, I just went down and pumped the boat out. We have one in the water, and turned the graph on just to see the water temp is 58 degrees, which is pretty warm considering the time of year and everything. And it's because, you know, we had all that rain when it was warm, and it warmed the water right up.
No.
And that's a good thing. So a lot of the panfish and things will start moving shallow. But normally our river will be full of panfish. Well, it's just too fast a current. You can't even fish it. So, I mean, it'll get better. But right now, I mean, I don't have much to report because, again, every week it seems like I'm telling you it's because of the weather. And it is. It's been ridiculous. But that's Wisconsin.
It is. Now, hey, I know Beaver Dam, the city of Beaver Dam, kind of got split in the storms the other night, but did you guys have any damage out there? Did you get any hail or anything in the Fox Lake area around the water?
No. We got spared. I mean, it was above us and below us, and we barely had half an inch of rain. I heard there was a tornado south of Beaver Dam, and there was one north of us here, but yeah, we kind of got spared. You know, a little thunder and that, but it missed us for whatever reason. My family lives in Madison. They got hammered with hail and a lot of damage vehicles. It was bad there. That's my biggest fear is hail, you know, because I have a boat in my garage and my good truck sitting outside. I don't want the hail.
Yeah, we were same way arranging vehicles of which ones do we owe the most money on, go in the garage and the other ones, you try to park them next to it, close to a house, on the, you know, so they don't go. But you're right, boat damage is an issue too for people if they have their boats, you know, out. You have to worry about that kind of thing as well when you get storms like this coming through. So I guess tell us about fishtails and what people need to know as this weather's hopefully going to clear and we'll get some great fishing in before the full bore fishing opens in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good opener, I believe, with the water temps and everything, and the forecast looks pretty good, you know, where we ain't going to get hammered again. But yeah, we're right downtown Fox Lake. We're starting to put boats in for renting. We rented one out Tuesday already. The guy didn't do quite well, but it don't matter. You know, we're all ready to go. We got all our stuff out, got plenty of bait. I get my phone rings off the hook. They're asking, you know, what's going on. And I'm telling them the truth, and it's been very slow, but it'll pick up. And by the opener, I expect to be pretty busy. We're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And, until the end of April, 6 to 11 on Sunday.
Sounds good. We'll see you right in the heart of Fox Lake by the dam. People can't miss it. Dave, we'll see you at Fishtails.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, boy, you know, we've talked to a bunch of the guys here today on the show, and everybody's talking about water temperature and height of the water, and it's no different from what you experienced this week as well.
Absolutely, Wade. You know, water temperature is really warming up. You know, the last couple of weeks I've been preaching water temperature and go find that warm water. Well, now all that warm water is 18 feet up on top of the banks in a lot of these lakes. I mean, it's Fox Lake is really high. Beaver Dam is really high. I have a tournament on Fall River on Saturday, and I heard they got that dam wide open, and there's more current on Fall River than there's been in 100 years. So It'll make for some interesting fishing in the next couple of weeks, that's for sure, with this high water.
So if you're fishing above a dam that's wide open, how does that impact? Did you have to move, change, and do you have to adjust to where you decide to put your boat in, and or I should say where you park it to fish, and how does it impact your fishing when you know the dam, you know, is wide open on the lake that you're on?
Well, number one, if you're fishing above the dam and it's wide open, you're an idiot, number one. Because that current, I mean, I found on the Mississippi River and the Wisconsin River, you don't have a trolling motor powerful enough. You don't have an anchor that will hold you well enough. If that dam and current is wide open, that current can suck you in so fast that it's just crazy. I mean, it's you're just a little like baseball floating on the water. There's nothing you can do. You know, current is a crazy thing. It moves fish for miles because if the current is too strong, the fish can't hold in it unless they get behind a rock or something like that. But, you know, you got to really pay attention if you're fishing anything with current.
So then do you end up just having to shore fish, or like how far away do you have to be from a dam where the current doesn't, or is it going to impact you anywhere? Like how far up a river, if a dam is open, do you feel the current?
Well, for miles, yes. If the dam is wide open for miles, but I mean, you know, there's places you can tuck in around points and stuff. And, you know, when the current is really strong like that, the biggest key is you find current breaks where it's coming around a rock, coming around a point, and it's all nice and calm. And those fish will, you know, hundreds of fish, bass, walleyes, whatever, they will sit on that current break. And as the food goes by, they come out in the current, eat the food, and go back in the calm water. I mean, it's pretty predictable where fish can be, but, you know, current is can be your friend. It obviously depends how strong it is.
Have you ever been in a situation where you got caught in a current while you're fishing?
Yes, I have. Too many times to count. Matter of fact, one time in the Wisconsin River, they opened up the dam while we were fishing above the Dells there, and we actually had to use a knife and scissors to cut our anchor ropes because we were getting sucked down and the current was so strong. It was actually pulling the boat down, and about another minute or so would have capsized us.
So what are some tips that have that happens? What do you have to do?
Well, if you're using an anchor, you definitely have a knife or a big scissors to cut your anchor rope. Or number two, you fish smarter and you go down river about a mile and a half where current isn't that strong. But you gotta when it's, you know, it's like this in a lot. And I can tell you right now, I have a Wednesday afternoon tournament on Puckaway, and when the water's this high, I mean, I'm probably gonna have to bring hip boots just to launch my boat. And a lot of people don't think about that, but you either do that or you get wet feet.
What have you been hearing about the fishing for people that have been able to get out? What have they been catching?
To be honest, I haven't heard of much. I mean, I you know, last week I wasn't on the show. We were in Hawaii, and the weather there also canceled my fishing trip. We had high winds and rain for three straight days, but you know, even I was talking to guys, the weather was kind of crappy when I was gone last week, and this week between the rain and everything else, a lot of guys haven't been out that I know of.
Well, hopefully they can get out here once we get through this, this batch of severe weather, we get some nicer weather and get people out there. If people want to book, you're booking some bass trips here. I know you have Raw Bass Customs. So tell us about how to book a trip with you this summer and also where they can find your lures.
Yeah, I take 4, 6, and 8 hour guide trips for bass, and we catch a lot of other fish as well. Usually on Fox Lake or Big Green. I supply everything but food and drink, and you can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. And as far as Raw Bass Customs, this year I came out with a new bait called the Crappie Crank. They're real little small crappie cranks, real small crank bait that you throw in a shell when the crappies come shallow, which as the water's warming right now, they will be. And I actually had a guy email me the other day that he caught 75 crappies on my little crappie crank. So I'm kind of glad to hear that. But you can get those at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith in Pewaukee.
Awesome stuff, Rick. Wentland, good luck in your tournaments coming up, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.